That's 461-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network. Listen in Orange Park at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day as we face the issues. We'll be dealing with an issue today that I pray you're interested in, concerned about, and will participate in. That is biblical mothers. Mother's Day is coming up. It's a wonderful thing that for the past 100-plus years, we've had the privilege of saying Happy Mother's Day to our mothers. And perhaps today you have not given that much thought. Could you imagine if your mother had decided to abort you, where you would be? I understand that's a little ridiculous scenario, but we are in a society today where multitudes of women do not want to be mothers, and therefore they murder their babies in the womb to prevent being mothers. What if mothers, those that are mothers today, had made that decision for you? Where would you be? What would be your story? How would you respond? But let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues today, after a brief monologue, we're going to introduce the broadcast by saying the lines are open. We will invite your calls. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're going to introduce to you in just a moment our weekly Friday co-host on Let's Face the Issues. Dr. Davis will be with us shortly. We'll be talking about mothers, especially looking at biblical mothers. Do you realize when you look at motherhood and you look at biblical mothers, you have good mothers, bad mothers, wretched mothers, and wonderful mothers, all recorded in the Word of God, the Bible? God's Word gives us an illustration of every kind of mother that the mind could imagine. Time would not allow, if we had 2 or 3 hours on this show, to talk about the different mothers that's found in the Scripture. We'll try to identify a few of them, talk about them, but the majority of the time we want to allocate to you, our listener, to call in, give a testimonial of your mother, what your mother meant to you, means to you, what you would, what you're like as a result of your mother's influence. How did your mother influence you? Was it for good or bad? There's some mothers in the Scripture that influence their children for evil, wickedness, bad. We'll look at a couple of those. Primarily, we'll be looking at the good mothers, what God has done in and through them, and the end result as it redounds to what has happened in that mother's life and raising up her son or daughter. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. I call it looking at everything that we see happening in this world today through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word tell us? What does it say? It is the truth book. In John 8:31-32, when the Lord Jesus is speaking to his disciples, he said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made, "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117:2, the latter portion of that verse, says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." So, ladies and gentlemen, when you ask the question, how long is forever? It's forever, without end, without a time frame, forever. So I commend the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God to each and every one of our listeners today. It is a book that never grows old. It's a book that needs no modification. It's a book that does not need revision. It's a book that needs to be left alone, just like our Constitution needs to be left alone. The truth book, the Bible, the Word of God. The secularist George Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I say to you today, as we stand on truth, we need to recognize truth matters. I'm looking at kind of a meme, and it says, the more you research truth, the crazier you sound to ignorant people. Let me read that again. The more you research truth, the crazier you sound to ignorant people. And that's where we are in society today. We need to recognize that the church, the household of faith, we are responsible for truth in our nation. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that headline in one of his writings says, he warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. In part, here's what DeMint says. Truth is the core principle of Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, according to the latest survey, 55% of the millennials, that's the 18 to 35-year-old age group, say there's no such thing as absolute truth. In fact, their quantification and qualification of what is called truth, they make this statement. 55% of the millennials say each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time we get back to truth. I believe what we're seeing in America today can be linked directly, inextricably, to the doorsteps of the church. What the church, the body of believers, what we have or have not done in the past 50, 60 years in relationship to communicating the truth of the Word of God. I believe we have come to an era that most pastors are afraid to stand on the truth of the Word, that you might offend someone, that you might somehow, some way lose the numbers, nickels, and noses. Listen, God calls the pastor, God calls the Christian, God calls the church to be faithful to His Word. It's not our responsibility to appease society. It's our responsibility to preach the Word, teach the Word, stand on the Word. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that said it this way. Faithful Christians seek the truth. Listen to the truth. Learn the truth. Love the truth. Tell the truth. Live the truth. And defend the truth, even to death. That's my position, and I challenge you each and every day for that. May I say to you, it is time we get back to the truth of the Word of God. And we'll be talking about that today. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for those looking to own your landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands LeConda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care business. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole. The U.S. flag, Old Glory, is flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. House and ground. Maintenance, mechanic and technician, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, place you in the family of Tools for Time. Toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone number is 904-831-0917. Delighted to talk with you today. In fact, let me invite you specifically in your calls today. We want to focus on Mother's Day. So I invite your call, and if you would please confine it to testimonials, what your mother's meant to you, what you recall about your mother, what has made an indelible difference in your life as a result of a godly mother. Or perhaps it's the other way around. In fact, I've had some to say, I grew up being a drunk because I had a drunk as a mother. I grew up hating church because my mother didn't take me to church or hated church. I could go on and on and on with the positive and the negative responses that we've had down through the years in relationship to testimonials about your mother. We're delighted to have with us today Dr. Davis. Dr. Davis hails from up in Folkestone, Georgia. In fact, rather than being in the studios today, he's joining us by telephone simply because of our weather conditions and didn't know how the roads would be getting here. Dr. Davis, thank you so much for joining us. I pray that it's been a safe morning for you thus far, and there's been no injury or damage in your area because of the weather. But thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on Let's Face the Issues.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood. And first, I do give God all the honor and the praise, for certainly he has spared us once again. Yes, we did have a threatening situation here that didn't turn out catastrophic, but it did bring us a little bit of bad weather that's already cleared up now, and I don't see where anyone has suffered any physical harm or damage, so I say thank God for that. And again, I do want to give honor to my wife of Amen Bride of 38 years, amen, amen, a most excellent mother, amen, homemaker and keeper of my home, amen, and mother of my children. Amen. And I just thank God for her being who she is. And I thank God for all the godly mothers that have touched and shaped my life on today. Amen. I have many that are still here. Amen. My own birth mother, amen, is in heaven with Jesus Christ. Amen. And I thank God for that on today. Hope to reunite and be with them and see them all again one day and be in fellowship with them. Amen. I want to say amen. Happy Mother's Day to Dr. Dorothy. Amen.
Amen.
A spiritual mother. Amen. I love her very much. Amen. Just want her to know that. Amen. I'm still praying, amen, that God will continue, amen, to bless you, amen, and to do the things that you need for him to do in your life. Amen. And not only that, amen, all the godly mothers, amen. Listen, I'm just blessed, amen, today because, I have an innumerable number of mothers, people, both black and, can I say, Caucasian, because
yes.
So many times, you know, people like to, you know, draw the line right there. But just, I mean, people are just people to me. I mean,
amen.
With me, there's no respect of persons, amen, and that's how it should be.
God amen. Says the heart, not the skin tonation.
Amen. Even when it comes down, amen, to the church, we have to understand there's no black church, no white church, amen. There's only one church, amen, that's the church of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the born-again believers on today. So all of us, we have to get it together down here. Because if we don't do it here, we're not going to be able to go up there. So I don't know about you, but I want to be with him one day. So that is why I'm putting my time in right now, because payday is coming after a while. Amen.
Amen.
So
amen.
Thank God, amen, for all of you, amen, that are listening in, and hope and pray that, amen, you will get something from the broadcast on today. Going back to what you said earlier, Dr. Youngblood, I think, you know, most people look down on mothers who have not been so perfect with making certain decisions in the family. Maybe they have not been all that you think that they should be. But that does not disqualify them from being who God has ordained them to be. So let us make sure that we give them their proper respect and their proper due because of the position that God has placed them in. Amen. And even if they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, pray for them. Amen.
Yes,
the Bible
absolutely.
Tells us to pray for all of those who are in authority so that they can do what God intends for them to do. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Dr. Davis, you touched on an issue, and I must do a throwback to that in a moment, for just a moment. You touched on the white-black issue, and you, as you have known me for all these years, you know that I've said I believe it's antithetical to biblical truth for a Christian to have a white church, a black church, an Asian church, a Russian church, et cetera, et cetera. It's one church, and for example, in Acts chapter 13, there was one church of five pastors so that they could identify with anybody that would come into the fellowship by faith in Jesus Christ. But I find it fascinating and yet sad. You hear some of the loose likes lost liberals on the left talking about the white nationalists. You never hear anything about a black nationalist. I find that to be a little unusual. What's wrong with being a nationalist? Well, we stand for the flag, we stand for the truth, we stand for America, whether you're white or black. If you're an American, we need to stand for America and stop letting the left dictate our terminology and what we're doing and saying. But when it comes down to motherhood and Mother's Day, Dr. Davis, I've said for many, many years, if your mother's already with Jesus, thank God for her. If your mother is still alive, call her, visit her, pay attention to her, help her, see if there's anything you can do to assist her. May I say, there's a time that will come when we will not have that privilege. And I just think for a moment, give a little brief word of testimony. My dad passed away when I was 5 years old. I don't remember him per se, but I remember growing up with a mother that worked about 90 hours a week in what was called a McCormick spinning mill. They spun the thread that makes the cloth. And she worked about 90 hours a week. Her take-home pay was about $26 a week. We had no heating, no air conditioning. We didn't have any such thing as electricity for many years. We had the kerosene lamps that you'd carry. It'd get dark, you'd go to the bed, get ready to go to bed. You take that lamp back to the bedroom, use the lamp to get ready for bed in. You put the lamp out, and the next morning you'd start over again with daylight. We didn't have electricity. We had what was called a cupboard, where the leftover food would go in the cupboard. It was a screen door, a piece of furniture, a screen in the doors of it, and it'd keep the flies out. But that's the era that I was brought up in. Many don't even relate to that. Many do not even understand that we were poor. The poor folks in our county called us poor. But I'm thankful that my mother always saw that we would read the Bible. We'd pray together, read the Bible together, and somehow, some way, even when she did not have a car, she would see that we could make arrangements with those that did have a means to pick us up, take us to Sunday school and church. I've said for many, many years, I've seen every flavor of Christianity. I've been in every denomination you can think of, because it didn't make any difference what denomination at that time. If somebody pick us up, take us to Sunday school and worship service, that's the church we'd be in that Sunday. And so I'm thankful, eternally grateful, for a mother that set the pace, that indelibly put in our hearts the desire to serve Jesus and to honor him and to study his word.
Amen. Dr. Youngblood, you know, as you said, I mean, I truly thank God, amen, on today. And I feel blessed many times, because even right now, like I said, I mean, when it comes down to, you know, a mother is just a mother in particular. And the closest to God's love that we can ever experience on this earth is a mother's love.
Amen.
Because, amen, even God said in the scripture, my love is greater than your mother's love. So we have to understand that mothers, amen, women, amen, godly women, have a God-ordained role to play, amen, in the family as well as in the church. And if they function in that particular role, then society will be what it's supposed to be. Because when we look at, you know, the way that things are going today, you know, how this is a disrespectful generation. I mean, they don't, and back in the day, we used to have to say yes, sir, and no, sir, for everything.
That's right.
But basically, now, you know, they don't carry that forward. And that comes from not receiving the proper home training. You know, they used to tell us that all the time. Your home training will tell us who you are. So certainly, you know, that's why we thank God for the God-ordained mothers. I can think of a mother, amen, right now I still want to pay respect to. She's in heaven today, too. Mother Rebecca McCord, amen, was a great mother to me, amen. When I left Georgia some years back and went and lived down in the Miami, Florida area, amen, she took me in as one of her sons, amen, and I'll never forget that, because that is exactly how she treated me. Even though I wasn't her birth son, she was always there for me, so I thank God for her as well on today.
Amen. Well, Dr. Davis, one of the things that comes to my mind, I just heard on early morning news this morning about how many schools are missing teachers and how many teachers we need, especially in the state of Florida and other states, are in dire condition for teachers. One of the major reasons, they said, is because chaos and confusion, where students are beating the teachers up. In fact, I believe just in the state of Florida, just in the past 12 months, we've had some 2,500 and some odd events where students struck the teacher, where students are causing so much chaos in the classroom that the teachers cannot educate, cannot teach. And I say that a rudimentary, fundamental problem is not just with the student. It goes back to the home. The home, where discipline is not inculcated in the child, where there's not, as you said, not a requirement to say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. Back when I was growing up, as in your era also, you get a bruised lip if you didn't say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, or yes, sir, no, sir,
amen,
as would be required in the home in that setting. And it was in that,
amen,
time and era when even in a home where it was not necessarily a Christian home, but where there was discipline that was required, we're finding today where there's an absence of parental, that's mother and father, absence of parental leadership, guidance, and direction in the home. As a result of that, these kids are unleashed on the teachers, and the teachers cannot teach, cannot educate because of it. So it goes back, in my opinion, to the home. And one of the things, Dr. Davis, that some might disagree with, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Love to hear your testimonial. What do you recall about your mother? What did your mother do that made a difference, good, bad, or indifferent, in your life? Love to hear those testimonials today. It's always a blessing to hear you as you call to talk about your mother. But Dr. Davis and to our listening audience, we're finding people today where more and more women are going into the professional life, going into the political life, and leaving their homes and their families abandoned to the world for the world to dictate their morals, ethics, and values. Now, I don't have a problem, generally speaking, with women finding their place in a professional realm. I do find a problem when there are families, kids at home, and the mother, it's bad enough for the father to have to be out and working, or where the mother abandons her God-given responsibility and God-given privilege to impact the sons and the daughters in the home. It is,
amen,
amazing. It is amazing to me the number of people that do not recognize that our nation is imploding. And I said just a moment ago to someone that I was speaking with before the we aired on the broadcast that one of the major problems is that issue, and I lay the problems in America today with the implosion, morally, ethically, biblically, and theologically, I lay that at the very doorsteps of our churches because Christians, conservatives, and pastors have not been doing what God's called us to do. Part and parcel,
amen,
of that is motherhood. It's been about 100 years now, I think, since Mother's Day was established, and we had the privilege of saying Happy Mother's Day. But I'm appalled, Dr. Davis, when we have a female, a woman, that's now seated as a U.S. Supreme Court justice, that when she was being interviewed by the Senate Confirmation Committee, she was asked the question, what is a woman? And she could not answer, could not identify what a woman is. Can you imagine? In fact, she said, I'm not a biologist. I don't know what a woman is. I watched a comedian on a little video clip online, and he said, when you can't answer the question, he was speaking directly to her, this Supreme Court justice. He said, it's your mama. It's your mama. This the woman. And in other words, saying it's mother that you need to look at and say, that's a woman. That's my mother. And identify it in that fashion. But she couldn't. It's the nation's mothers, I believe, that we need to be concerned about. And one made the statement, and I don't know if I'm going to get it exactly right or not, but I recall it very distinctly. It's the nation's mothers that rock the cradle. Someone said, and listen, the hand that rocks the cradle, the one that is the one that controls America. Just think of the mother's influence, the mother's responsibility. One of the things that I find so antithetical to what we see in the scripture for mothers. And yes, we'll look at it in a moment, Dr. Davis, and I'm sure you have some that you'd like to speak about, is
amen,
the different mothers that's found in the scripture. But in either event, God holds the mother responsible if it is a good influence or bad influence. And the influence that I had on my life is something that I'd love to tell the world, that is what needs to be, that's how the influence ought to be in every child's life, every son or daughter's life. I recall with the family, our boys, my brother and sisters, as we were growing up in the home, someone's going to get a spanking. You know, you don't hear parents talk about a spanking anymore. But you're going to get a spanking. Mother would say to one of us, go get a switch and bring it in for me, the switch. People talk about getting a switch then. It's a horrifying thought. You're going to take that limb or that piece of bush or tree and spank that child? Absolutely. And we thought it was fun that the one that go cut the switch would put little notches in it so that after two or three swats, it snaps. And we learned very quickly that if you do that, mom's going to say, go cut another one, this time one that's stronger or bigger so that I can finish the whipping. And that was the norm because that was required to train that child. Many look at, in fact, Proverbs 22:6, train up a child the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. The transliteration of that text from the Hebrew, train up a child the way, the bent, the leaning, the direction that he should go, not the way that he wants to go, and when he shall have become old, he will not have departed from it. We've lost the value of biblical motherhood in the home and the training that God calls the parents, moms and dads, calls us to do, and the responsibility we have in doing so. Dr. Davis, can you name a mother that stands out in your mind in the scripture that we can take a few minutes and talk about?
Well, the first one I can think of, Dr. Youngblood, is listed in the book of Proverbs, chapter 31. When we look at the words of King Lemuel, started in verse 1, the prophecy that his mother taught him, saying, what my son, and what the son of my womb, and what the son of my vows? Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink. She was giving him some sound advice there. And this is how women, godly women, women who are functioning in their God-ordained role, this is what they should be able to do, is pass along good advice through way of encouragement to the younger women, especially when we tie that in with the book of Titus, chapter 2, verses 4 through 5, says that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. So I think that King Lemuel's mother right there is one of the most perfect examples of what a mother should be as far as functioning in her God-ordained role in the family.
Absolutely. And by the way, for the listeners that may not know, King Lemuel is another name for Solomon. And it was Solomon's mother that's saying, and let me just paraphrase, Dr. Davis, Solomon's mother saying, leave the wild women alone and don't drink. Solomon learned that lesson the hard way when you study Ecclesiastes as to what he said in relationship to life, life's experience, etc. But it's because of his mother's influence on his very life. Mothers, Dr. Davis, and our listening audience today, whether it be a biological mother or an adopted position, it's vital, I call, and essential for that role in the home to literally mold, direct, and formulate in that child's life at a young age the principles of morals and ethics and values that God would have for us. More and more women today are choosing not to be mothers. And I think that's part of what we see as the growing problem that brings about chaos, calamity, and confusion in our society today. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We got a minute or two before our news, top of the hour news break. Love to hear from you. Tell us what your mother means to you, what your grandmother or mother means to you, how you have been affected, or how you have learned, and what has been the thing that's been inculcated in your life that you're thankful for in relationship to the life and the witness and the testimony of a mother. It was God, Dr. Davis, and our listening audience today, God that gave us the first mother. Name was Eve. Eve was the mother of all of society today. What if Eve had not been a mother? What if the principle of murder by way of abortion had been in place? In fact, I was petrified to read an article that one of our presidential candidates, the one that's running on an independent ticket, Robert Kennedy, to find that he said that abortion is okay right up to and including birth, that abortion is okay. That's destroying a nation. That's destroying America. And we have more and more women that feel that somehow, some way, that child in the womb should be murdered rather than birthed and nurtured and trained them and inculcated in them the principles of morals and ethics and values. That is the need. That is the deficit that we find in America today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about mothers, motherhood, talking about Mother's Day. So we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Right after the news, we're going to come back and invite you to call. Share with us your testimony about your mother, what she means to you. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.